Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, we're going to be going big. We're going big in just 6 minutes a day. That's what it says. This is episode 13. This is about knowing you know you, right? We got to know you. That's what the sign says behind me on the old YouTube channel. But anyway, we're going to be talking about know, like, trust, caring, and friendship. And that's the equation for success. We're going to talk about two things. One, you're going to have to leverage platforms out there if you truly desire. Now, if this is not for you, if you don't want to be known, if you don't want that attention, if you don't want to begin to expand that market create more sales, and you're just fine with where you're at, this might not be the podcast for you. But if you are in the business of creating more sales and expanding that market and doing some good business development, you're not going to get past the fact that whoever you're working with and whatever you're doing, they're going to have to know, they're going to have to like you, and they're going to have to trust you, and you're going to have to demonstrate that sense of caring and the development of friendships to be able to achieve success. That's the bottom line. There is no other way of getting around it, because I know that for me personally, if I don't know you, it's going to be very difficult for me to do any business for you or to be engaged with you until I get to know you and until I get to like you and until, you know, we trust each other, then whatever efforts we're trying to get through are going to be suboptimal. That's the reality of it, right? So let's talk a little bit about no. In the past, the history, we live in a different time, as we all know. But in the history of where we were and when I was growing up, I knew actors. But I knew actors because of they had the platform of TV or movies. And I knew about them, and they communicated somewhat their personality through these mediums. Football players or sports, you know, professionals, same thing. Through the TV, saw them and developed that knowing and liking and trusting if you had a favorite team. All good, all important, right? That's the past. Now, did I have access to it? No, I didn't. I didn't have the access to all of that. That was set aside for special people who had the opportunity to leverage that technology. And the technology itself, right? The technology itself was challenging at best, right? I couldn't do it. And I didn't have access to the knowledge that we have today. So let's fast forward a little bit and where we are today. Now, if you want to know about me, if you want to know anything about me, you can go to my LinkedIn profile and you can see everything that I post. You can see everything that I do. You can recognize what is important to me and how I am very committed to that, because I'm about your success as an industrial professional. Bottom line, your success as an industrial professional, your success as a company. And for me to do that, you're going to know about me, and the platforms that I have are LinkedIn, my company LinkedIn. I've got my Facebook. I've got my Twitter. I've got my YouTube. I got videos. But you know what the best part about it is? It's the fact that the technology is available. It's available for you, right? You don't have an excuse to not be known. You have to recognize that this platform, this strategy of getting to be known is out there for you. And it's not that difficult. Now, you've got, there's tactics associated with that. You know, I mean, I've seen people post and say, well, I posted this out there and it was like a shovel, right? And nobody liked it. Well, right off, it has no context. It has no human element to it. And that's what we're talking here. We're talking about the interjection and humanizing who you are. And these platforms, such as LinkedIn, such as, you know, Facebook, and so on and so forth, are available to humanize you. And here's the reality of it. If I come in contact with you, if you say, hey, Scott, hey, I'm you know, Susie whatever, I'm going to look you up on Google. I'm going to try to find who you are. I'm going to find you on your platforms. I'm going to see what you're all about. And if I see that you're posting things, or you're not posting things, I'm going to draw a conclusion whether you like it or not. We do that. So you got to make a concerted effort, and I mean a concerted effort, to post things that are relevant, that help your constituents, whoever they might be, your colleagues, value. You need to be able to humanize yourself and provide value and insight into who you are and what is important to you, right? If you like fishing and you like to take clients out, you do that and you put it out there so that, when I come in contact with you, let's say I do, I'm going to say, wow, hey, that person is really committed to delivering just a great time to customers, and it really is fun. And so it brings in that human element, which is just, I just can't diminish the value of being able to leverage those platforms and make an effort to be able to humanize who you are on these platforms. Okay, we talked about in the other Go Big series is one, of course, be a mentor, find a mentor. That's important because that drives you, that develops that know who you are component. You're also talking about development, personal development, because that is also feeding who you are. And then three, of course, you're going to be committed to doing. All those are very important about who you are. They just are. And if I don't see that out there, I guarantee you there's another person who gets that, who commits to that, and who understands the power of, one, the network, but two, the opportunity to be able to truly add value. And you're going to say, well, Scott, I've done that and nothing happens. Well, this is not a fly-by-night thing. This is not just over the night, right? You have to you have to see the value and commit to the value. Okay, the second thing is that there are books out there, and the book that has really, and I mean in a positive way, impacted me and just sort of opened up, because this is that digital side. You're saying, okay, I got the digital side all nailed down, but this is word of mouth. There's a book. Get more word of mouth, right? And it's a gentleman by the name of Matt Ward. Now, he's out there on my website. He's in my Business Development Industrial Academy. And this is the opportunity and the strategies. These are not just sort of stick it up against the wall. These are strategies of why you can create raving fans. So there's the digital side that you've got to commit to. And then there's that, once again, the personal development side. And there is a book out there, and there are many books out there, but this one is really very tactical, very simple, very direct. So I'm just those are the two things that I'm telling you, you're just going to have to deal with it, because somebody is. So we want you to be known. So we're going to talk about know, like, and trust. We're going to start talking about the caring and friendship. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about like. So, hang with me. We're going to make you a better professional. Have a great afternoon, and appreciate you joining the Industrial Talk Podcast.